Yesu yabazibwa nnyo baana ba Katonda. Musiibi y'omutyaliiro. Kweli, muli bulungi? Bya ddala. Kale kanda oba bya ddala. Kakati abamu muli banakuwavu. Bayimanya omugenda ssanyukawo. Yes, you have been your banana, Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God. How are you in the name of the Lord Jesus? And how is your lives? You can greet of your brethren and move on, wish them the best, which come from God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yes, you have been your
praise Amen. Jesus much. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman, and our Bible reader, Teacher Jacob. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the Living God. We place in this ministry the new generation, which has the full knowledge of God. And on this time, to move on, reach unto you,
order,
to restore in order in the church of God all over the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we've come here in many things, right from the command released in Uganda through the president of Uganda, His Excellency Yoweri Museveni Kaguta, when he commanded opening up of synagogues, that people should gather 70. God revealed those 70 people in the book of Numbers 11. And the men and the women who are put upon the spirit like of Moses, be able to restore order in the church of God, the holy ones of God, all over the world. And all those moved on to understand them, and we head on to reason, to know the reason why church needs order. Discovered God is of order and is not of confusion. According to that, in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 33 and 14, all of us move to understand them. When we got an example of tongues spoken in the church and have brought much confusion, not appearing like those spoken in the Acts chapter 2, starting from verse 3 to reaching the verse 9, where only the Jews spoke tongues of all who came from all the four corners of this earth, and they spoke the great things of God in the native languages, people who came from different nations, and they heard. Now when we understood, as 1 Corinthians 13, even though there are tongues of angels, when they have not been interpreted, the one speaking that keep silent, according to what we heard 1 Corinthians 14,
and
we understood we need order in many things in the midst of church. After appearing the tongues indeed short, that disorder in the church got exceeding.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And yet God, the owner of church,
yes,
he is not of confusion. Now manner, we would have learnt them from who?
Except
the kingdom of Satan, which appears like that, which is filled of chaos, and they fight each other.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
now we headed on to understand
this,
to be able to restore order in church. We have to restore the order of the word of God. To restore order principles or the rhythm of the word of God, when it's preached
on
any command commanded by God, and they have to be 2-4 and above commands, that we do those commands.
And
upon an issue taught us all, and it is the word of God, let them to be 2-4 and above verses, that we do it. And from the New Testament and the Old, go from the books, make up the Bible, the book of the living God. Praise Jesus much.
We
saw that in Isaiah 28, from verse 9 to reaching verse 13, and the many other scriptures, as we came seeing. And still we were told that as we set that order of preaching through the word of God, still on this side, we too as the church, the holy ones, we have to be put in the order. And right from childhood, that of our salvation, we must have known the scriptures which could be able to make us wise
to reach
salvation which is the Lord Jesus.
Now,
all those we able to understand them in the 2 Timothy chapter 3, and we saw many issues. We ended as we looked at
order,
the principal things
in
the foundations of the gospel of salvation. Those people explained of initially in the Hebrews chapter 6, from verse 1 up to verse 5, the principal things.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When we had the preaching of repentance, preaching of believing before God, preaching of baptism, laying on of hands,
okay.
Laying on of hands, resurrection of the dead,
in
the eternal judgment. That all those they told us, that is light of the word given us, which help us get a relation to work together with the Holy Spirit. Although we've looked at that order, see all those are revealed, those principal things, and then we head on to maturity, and we know things of above the heavens. Those who reach the maturity, attribute of measure of Christ, they are those who pass through all the heavens and they go above the heavens, and they get the hidden wisdom that hidden before the world existed.
Course,
we are able to explain them on the other time. Today we are meant to start to see those foundations. How do they appear and which cometh first? We know that faith before God, that it's the first faith coming from hearing the word of God. But without faith, no one can please God. But one coming before God,
part
of them believe God is present, is a rewarder of those who seek for him. But those we shall begin on them on the other day.
But
today we want to look to this warning, the major, some of the major things which destroy our partnership with God. Some of the major things which destroy our partnership with God. Means already now you began to work with him. What can trouble you within the midst there with him, and it destroy your partnership with him, and he abandons you in that work, and you try in the physical strength. We move on to learn his ways.
Then
as to warn us what killeth those partnerships.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
some of the major things which destroy our relationship with God as we work with him. We usually call it partnership. You know, we work us together with him.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But some of those things
hit
on a few of them, like initially four of them. And godliness, that is one. Write it down there. And godliness. Those God never love people who are ungodly. And when first tells you, he
says
that the godly man has finished from the world. According to that in Micah chapter 7, verse
2,
let it be read that you hear. Micah chapter 7, verses 2.
Omwegendereza abuze mu nsi. So tewali mugolokofu mu bantu. Bonna bateega okuyiwa omusaayi. Bayiga buli muntu muganda we n'ekitimba.
Yes.
Omwegendereza abuze
mu nsi. The godly man has perished out of the earth.
Bwebula obwegendereza oba ojja kutta buli kintu.
If you lack godliness, you will kill everything with yourself. All your brethren, you destroy them. But how is that godliness? That too is to be asked. Some of the things which can destroy our partnership with God, and it reaches to forsake and abandon us, ungodliness. Ungodliness can cause that. But if godliness is established, our partnership with God moveth on. God seeks for those he will partner with, that he can do a work in children of men on the world. But when he seeks, he first considers that. Where is the godly among them? Let me see. You first repeat that verse. Micah chapter 7, verses 2.
Omwegendereza abuze mu nsi. So tewali mugolokofu mu bantu.
Yes.
Omwegendereza abuze mu nsi.
The godly man has perished out of the earth.
Tewali mugolokofu mu bantu.
There is none upright among men.
Bw'omala okubuluzinga obwegendereza.
After you lose godliness,
oyinza kungamba nti oli mugolokofu.
You can never tell me you are upright. Because you do things down, they tell you that after that you have to keep on killing people, for you snare many in your conduct. You walk with snares which destroy others. Now the second.
Backsliding.
Okude nyuma. Backsliding. That killeth a fool, you know that well. Yes.
Okude nyuma.
Backsliding. It killeth a fool. God says, I hate backsliding. Those, if they begin,
yes,
you begin to serve God, and there are things you gave up on, you left them. Now to dare see you resume them. You instantly kill the partnership with God. He said, backsliding does what? Killeth the fool. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 32.
Kubanga okudde nyuma okwabatalina magezi kulibatta. N'okulaba omukisa kwabasirusiru kulibazikiriza.
Yes.
Kazitodde emabega mu bintu ebyo bakulabira ddala ngo olina musiru nnyo n'obugezi walanga
nako. Backsliding those things, they see you are a fool, you've never become wise at all.
Omanyimbuobodde emabega.
You know, if you're backsliding, Bible says you first bend. You bent
in attitude.
You don't totally resume the other thing once. You gradually pervert. We shall see them there. But what you have to know, God hates backsliding. I don't know whether that verse is near there. But that God doesn't
make...
If you begin to resume back to things, God took you out. I warn you this time by the Spirit of God. That we study all is preparing us. Open up great partnership more than today that you knew of. But what
will
that partnership is this some of the measures I'm telling you of. For us to reach to work together with God and you made a partnership. And you hated sin that we hate. Now the problem is to backslide, turn, go back to them. When he sees you, you have begun on them. But you begin bending gradually. You think if you resume, you all go a full swing, gradually, slowly. And you are bending back to them. Now you read Hosea 11 verse 7. You see how the bending begins. Hosea chapter 11 verse 7.
Hosea 11
verse 7.
Era abantu bange bamaliridde okudda ennyuma okunvaako. Newankubadde nga babayita okudda eri oyo ali waggulu tewali n'omu akkiriza okugulumiza.
Oluganda lulina ebintu
Hosea chapter 11 verse 7.
Hosea esula ya 11 olunyiriri lwa musanvu.
Hosea chapter 11 verse 7.
Hosea esula ya 11 olunyiriri lwa musanvu.
And my people are bent to backsliding from me.
Abantu bange bewese eriyokudde ennyuma. English is very clear.
Bw'obadda mu bintu biri wavaamu tugenda mulundi gumu.
Two things you left before, you don't all go back to.
Bw'ebanga wava ku mini omanyi bw'otandika.
If you left times, you know how you begin. Mini skirts. Clothing ministry. You know when you go back, you know, you first clothe that which reached the knee level. You look to yourself. But
that's
not so bad like the other one. Gradually, you are bending a little. You gradually advance. Now you see, those God has already seen you say, you, I'm no more partnering with you. Before you totally go, you see, you already bent in that. People you help do this are women.
Say,
let me pull, let me cut off my lashes. I paint a little. Yes, you're gradually going. I don't know whether you'll be able to maintain. But perhaps
you
began bending. You begin gradually. The one who hated the world and the desires in there.
You say,
this is not so much of the world. You have to try to measure it well.
But
those who go gradually, they bend gradually. You've understood me well. You want to kill your partnership with God? You begin such things. You want to stop it not to exceed beyond the level you knew of it.
No,
God's partnership raises it in percentage levels. There are those who speak that a one like that is not there in the world. And the angle is put you is another. You don't try, you've never attempted once even go backsliding. Try to pervert in any way. Have you seen the problem? The third. It's called trespass.
And transgression.
Doing something. don't fulfill it well. Say, God, at least I did something. I did it. But I changed commands a little.
Trespass
you do it.
Transgression.
Transgression. But not as he commanded you. This is something you must understand. I have said the third. Trespassing. And even to transgress it. You've done it, but it's not the way he commanded you. You know Prophet Moses. God refused him reach the land of Canaan. You know one
over
trespass and transgressions. Trespass and transgressions. Doing not as he was commanded.
Exodus 34, verse 4. Musa naguluko kencha mumacha, nali nyakulusozi sinai, mukama ngabo ya mulagide, na atwala mungaloze ebipande bibiri ebya mayinja. Olinyoroktano, mukama nakira mochire, na imirireyo wamuna ye, na atendera erinya lya mukama. Olinyoromukaga, mukama na ita mumasoge, na atendera anti, mukama, mukama, katonda jido kusasira.
Deuteronomy.
Ichamateka orokubiri esure ya satumenya noru nyiriri orokuna.
Deuteronomy 34 verses 4.
Mukama na mugamba nti eyo yensi jenera ilira Ibrahimu, Isaka ne Yakobo nganjogera nti ndijiwe zaddiryo. Nkujire ngezeza na masogo. Echo lisomoka kugenda yo.
Yes.
Musa.
Moses.
Yangu kudusozi.
Come on the mountain.
Esoji rabye.
You've seen the land. But I promised Abraham Isaac, and that is descendants. You've seen it. You will not reach in the land. You know why? You know how you trespassed me? Last time I told you, you hit the rock. I gave you water. Next time I told you, speak to it. You rather struck it. Speaking, you said you. You're going to get water for them with me. Did I tell you we are going to get water for them, me and you?
You did it.
Happened, but you trespassed it. You transgressed it.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Our problem has come. If you read Deuteronomy 32, verse 49 to 45, Deuteronomy 32 from verse 49.
Kulusozi Nebo, oluli munsi ya Moabu, ololekera Yeriko, olengere ensi ya Kanani, jempa abaana ba Isirayiri okuba obutaka. Olunyo lwa ttaano, ofiire ku lusozi lw'olinnyako, okuŋŋaanyizibwe eri abantu bo, nga Alooni muganda wo bwe yafiira ku lusozi Koola, n'akuŋŋaanyizibwa eri abantu be. Ataano mu lumu. Kubanga wansobyako wakati mu baana ba Isirayiri kumazza age Meriba mu Kedesi.
Umanyiri wachi.
You know why?
Ujukira bye wankola.
You remember what you did to me?
Wakola transgression.
Wakola
trespass.
First, you trespassed me.
Nakugamba ekintu kikole woti.
I told you do something like this.
Bwino chikola mbulani.
You did it in another way.
Yes, kyakolebwa.
Yes, it was done.
Na yete wakikola ngabwe nakugamba.
Did do it as I commanded you.
Ulimirirwa otu okungulumiza.
How dare you fail to glorify me?
Katino chantisa katuna nokutereko obuterisi.
It's something of fear God to reserve you aside.
Nokola byokoze nakulizavinga.
Umanyi mukola nyefu. You know you act stubborn too much.
Nata kuba
it doesn't beat you.
Nakulina kugenda muguru.
Wait, you are the point of
God.
He say you not go there. What?
Ndio manyiro ajitogenda.
No way you not going.
Waje okoro obuzanyo za nyu utasana mukubu.
Playing games not worthy along the way.
Weja Jacobu waya waya uchakala nyemiri mujaka tu.
Every time you get angered you mess up the work of God.
Katye bakugwebe bintu byokola.
You see those things you keep doing.
Yasoka kutankola gana yone katuna ntono nnyo.
Kill your partnership with God.
Kulala.
Another.
Bigena kuvirako eiza bore obutafuna bulungi bwa kunsi kuno.
They're going to cause you either never get the goodness of this world.
Negululi kuleme.
Even heavens you'll fail on it.
Ninga tu badde mulingo muweri.
Yet you've been there seeming to be a minister.
Aya.
My God. If I look to those words, I get to be very careful and godly. That's the first point to remember it.
You,
Lord God, you did this to me. You.
Have
you seen the things? You know, in Exodus chapter
17,
God told Prophet Moses, get that your rod, go strike the rock, it will give you water. When he reached Numbers
20,
he told him, go speak with the rock, because I'm going to be right on the side.
When the rich
people had angered him, he struck it. The one they spoke, they told to speak with it.
The
water God never refused to break it.
He
the water, he did do what he had told him.
Oyinza no sabira omuntu nokuona nawo.
But pray for someone and they get healed. Nengo mugambye
nkuonya mumanyi gange.
But he say you I heal you in my power.
Na ebyan kwa nebiyika
and the power by power, by might.
Shiru amoyo wange.
Is it not my spirit?
Naona.
I hate get healed. He said, wait for you.
Oja kumpita rumu kumizimu jonga jikuyiga.
Call me one day on demons persecute you, I will not come.
Murabe kanisa byeri mukati.
You see what church is it to now? God forsook them, they have come do that.
Nebate nkulagana yabwe
naye. And they kill the partnership with him.
Abaleka ne mutuka ne
mugobe. Demons is not minding you. This we speak of. Whether your man you left stealing and adultery, murdering and sorcery.
Even
serve God as we speak of now. But you
can
do things along the way not right.
Now
don't you think we teach you order? After you go do it the way you want.
Is where
he says that it would have required you never to even know of them.
Instead of
I've known them and then you backslid after. What is
Peter?
Second Peter. You read for us, there we see.
Petero ekyokubiri esule yokubiri n'olunyiriri olwa makumi abiri.
Second Peter chapter 2 verse 20.
Kubobanga bwebamala okudduka okuva mu bugwagwa bw'ensi mukutegeerera ddala mukama waffe era omulokozi Yesu Kristo naye ne beegombeza mu obwo omulundi ogw'okubiri ne bawangulibwa ebyoluvannyuma byabwe birisinga obubi ebyolubereberye.
Yes, you know God.
Before you
even finish that verse,
Katonda akutya.
God fears you. Not the fear that he bows to you.
He
say you are too dangerous if you begin little things. If it means to take you away, it takes you away. But now you can become a problem more than the devils. Because even righteousness, you know of it. And you trample it and many fall. Don't you dare try on this time alone. Sometimes back God forsook us when it did that. This time it's not forsaking us. It's beatings. But when he promised the
call,
Isaiah 19, say, I will beat you as I heal you. Till they have understood me and they do my work. This time it's not to forsake us as before. That's why I warned you when it's early. Those two things you do in the way of serving God. Think of them,
he
will give you a reward in the shortest time. I didn't want you to study in vain like that. And you're learning order. And thereafter you mess it up.
Yes,
praise Jesus, brethren.
Amanya.
I'm by name. Teacher Phoebe. Today, as it was dawning, I got a dream. I saw in the other dream, I was sleeping on the bed. And the teacher was sitting on the bed. But in him, he says, I have no strength, there are things you didn't tell me to terrify me. But as we are still in the bedroom,
Uganda, Urim,
teacher Urim came.
Na
he knocked on the door. I told him, enter. He came whispered to me. He said, I tell you.
Now
his brethren spoke out their name.
Na gamba,
he said that person has been unclothed with the body. But what is so fierce?
Against the straight
he is gone straight in hell. I turned. I looked to teacher Vanji. I saw in his heart he's saying, I understood, I never told you because of the weakness I see you having. I could not add you more problems. As I moved outside, I found many brethren. They are of full knowledge. Each one is standing. They are all struck. They are saying,
Agenze.
There has gone. But they have gone in hell. This time they are saying that God is no more joke with him. For
you
no more consider time of repentance. Everyone had fear with themselves. I got from the dream. That is how it was. Me too, I have had it, got it from here. But what I had to tell you by the Spirit is this, we are studying. What will kill a partnership with God? To reaching even to hate us. Even to beating will beat.
And
others will unclothe them from their bodies. Immediately there is no time.
We
told you will be very dangerous. Who has understood truth to begin to harm it? You forgive me. There's a part I had forgotten. The issue was like this. That all along that person has been studying and they hear the warning but they have never minded it. And the person remained do as they want. Now when I woke up, me too, I got a fear. I said, I don't know whether it's heading on to me or the other brethren.
May
God bless you. Let us be careful. We have seen how many now? Three. Not being godly. Backsliding. Trespass. All transgression.
wadde ekyokulabirako kyetujja okwongera okunyonyokaan
example shall get explained more ahead.
Nabbi Musa bamugamba ayogere n'olwazi luveemu amazzi.
Moses was told speak to the rock, out of it will come water.
Weyatuuka we yakyusa n'agamba nze ne Katonda tugenda bajjira amazzi mu
when rich said me and God we are going to get water
era n'alusabulemba oko gwe bagambye okwogera
he struck the rock, the one they told him speak to it.
Urwazi rwaleeta amazzi.
The rock brought the water.
Yes, nekikolebwa.
Yes, it was done.
Na yesinga bamulagidde.
But not as he was commanded.
Ibyo byamulemesa okuyingira mu Canaan.
Those hindered him to enter Canaan.
Waliwo ebirungi bingi.
There are many things God prepares and they are for us on this world.
Era n'ebyo ebitutuusa mu ggulu.
Even those rich us in heaven.
Nabo obulamu obutagoona ebirungi ebiri.
Eternal life and the good things there.
Naye bangi ku bantu.
But many of the people.
Bakwa abaweereza Katonda tebabituukamu.
God they never reach in them.
Abalala babipalapalanya.
Others they try ways to reach them by themselves.
Bava Katonda ne babifuna mu ngeri enkyamu.
They divert from God.
Si kubanga Katonda yaleeta ajja ku
not that God was not to give them.
Ebintu ne bajja bayikola akola mukubo.
But the things they come do and act on the way.
Era banji kubo manyi bafira mukubo ku mulugendo lw'okuva Misiri.
Many of them, you know, they died on the way to journey to leaving Egypt.
Okugenda eri Canaan.
To going to Canaan.
Ekirala eri okwewanga eri okukyusakyusa.
After never give yourself or to change.
Obwo okwewa eri abakyusakyusa.
Or to give yourself to those changing.
Katonda wafa ababumu mu
mumanyi. Our God is the same, you know him.
Bwala gira tamalaga chusa chusa
commands it just not just change like that.
Ukoze program chusa chusa,
you've made a program, you keep changing it.
Katika tunda gwa tisiza na yakula
now the God you are great reason with him
na yachusa nga gwe
he too to change like you.
Agamba tya mungiru,
what does he say in Proverbs
ngere sule ya 2 mwenya ndoru nyiriri olwa 2 mo olwa 2 mo romo.
Proverbs 24 verse 21.
Mwana wange otyanga mukama ne kabaka sote weta bulanga nabo abagala okujulula julula.
Yes,
otyanga mukama ne kabaka,
you fear the Lord and the king.
Weta bana abawayo eri okujulula
julula, do not associate with them who give themselves to change.
Bachusa chusebi,
they keep changing things.
Oda Katonda kuwadde ndala,
God has given another order.
Ugamba nduza kino kinzo okolera Katonda.
You say I think this can work for God.
Wotegera gane Katonda obuddo obw'okumuweereza.
Agree with God the time to serve him.
N'obukyusa kyusanga buli lunaku.
And you keep changing it every day.
Gwe manya kimu.
You know one thing.
Nti gwogendo tula ne banno babiri babasatu mukanya.
As you sit with your brethren, two free to agree.
Oba
oh,
gwe bukanya ne Katonda.
When you agree with God.
Manya ngawo kitaffe n'omwana.
Always know there is the Father and the Son.
N'omwoyo mutuku oba babiri webali.
The Holy Spirit was two are present.
Bukanya na bisonge ebenyweziddwa.
If you agree on that issue is established.
Eri okujikyusa mba mulina okudda mu mutule oba okuwuliziganya.
To change it you have to sit again or to communicate with each other.
Kubanga olumu tetukonsideringa byawandiikibwa.
But attempts do not consider
scriptures.
Where we do what we want to do.
Kubanga abala tetunulira gubotunira Mathayo 18:18.
Others when you look Matthew 18 verse 18.
18:19.
Matthew 18:19.
Ayogere ekigambo kino ku isonge
isho. Speaks this word on those issues.
Mathayo sura ya 18 n'olunyiriri olwe 19.
Matthew chapter 18 verse 19.
Natemba gamba nti obaba namwe babiri bwe beta banga kunsi buli kigambo kyonna kye bali saba kiri bakolerwa kitanga ali mukuru. Olunyoro abiri.
Yes.
Banna babiri basatu.
Where two three?
Batu de bakanyiza
kusa. They have agreed on earth.
Egulyo no kuva ku kitaffe.
The entire heavens from the Father.
Bagambe yo yije songa je tuliko.
They say that's the issue we are up to now.
Gwingo tukalinga ochusamu ngabo yagala.
Reach a point you change as you want.
Enkolagana yo ne Katonda
we yekuba. Partnership with God ends there.
Oba etandika okuvaawo mpola mpola.
Gradually begins to go away.
Oli muweereza.
You are a minister.
Asobola okansolinga abantu.
Who can cancel the people. And they are changed.
Ojagenda okulanga tebakyusibwa ne boyogera
oti. You no more get changed no matter how you speak.
Ngatano itinga bigambo ebi.
It does not anoint those words.
Yukira gosiga bigambo je yakuza.
Remember you saw the words is the one who grows them.
Usika kigambo yakuza.
You saw the words.
Botaba na nkola gana na ye.
Don't have
ajal chire kama banga.
Partnership with him, you leave it in the space.
Yukira.
Remember.
Atukrize bigambo byaba wereza.
Use the words of his messengers. Yes.
Sajja kubitu ukiriza kuruno.
Not fulfill them this time.
Gute wewunya.
Don't be surprised.
Guru zarwachi sagala nyukwe wa eri okuchusa.
Why don't I want to give myself to change?
obikyusa nga mwabikanyizaako ne
katondaod
ye asigala ku kiri
he remains on the other
n'agamba nze ndi mukama sijjulukuka
say I am the Lord I never change
sibwayogera mu malaki
3:6
malaki esuula ey'okusatu n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga
malaki chapter 3:6
kubanga nze mukama sijjulukuka mwe batabani ba yakobo kyemuva mulema okumalibwawo
ye tajjulukuka
he does not change
bwe muteesa
when you equipped him that is it
nze nabye bangi kummwe
me have seen many of you
mukyusa kyusa buli kiseera
you keep changing every time
abamu obadde ojja
wanoogakansooke mu saluonovudde
wakwogamba mukama ŋŋenda
kuwalikwetukuŋŋaanirate n'okyamamukaobudde
ne bukukwatira okola
by'oyagalakyokka
bweoyagala yeefuula ateesa ne
katond
olaba enkolagenayo ne katonda
bwogikatonda
ajja kulinda musaazi
mwateesezza kaleme kulaba
ajja kulinda
he can wait for you
ogirenge
you see that
wali mbebulania 13
in Hebrews 13
munana
verse 8
yesu agamba yesu ababumu
Jesus is the same You do not just change. You read that verse we see. Hebrews chapter 13 verses
8.
He is the same. If you want to change, go back reason with him together. Because he calls you, come with reason together. You not just be there, keep changing things. Lord, today I'm serious. I'm going to do my notes.
kigambo kyo nkisengeke bulungi naawe nsaba owandiike
munzin'obikolayo wiikiate
n'ojjukira nga wayise wiiki endala bbiri mukama ate nkomyewo kati komawo
tugire
katonda takola bwatyo bannange mwetaaga okuba nga muli
gentlemwetaaga
ebirawo byonna
ebyomwoyo
kubanga wekitabo ekyo ebintu katonda byakyawa
bingiebitta
enkolagana
nayebino
byebimu ku bi ebikulu bino byetuwogerako oba wava dda ku
bibi
kati ate gwe akyakola n'ebibi ate
naawulira
kuba katona tuwogerako batakoze bituukiridde abali mu kwagala okuddayo gye babajja mu
bibi byabwe
batandise okubobega
embalaba
ate ne bakugamba kwogenderera
n'ogamba
nze siraba sirimu
mwoyo
manya nti byonna ne bonaabulira ekigambo
tekigenda
kuloka mu bantu okugjako ngaakumukola
nayeyayogera
mu makolisi
ekisokesuliyokusatuye
kennyini asiga
bwosiga
anagenda n'afukirira katonda yakuza
abakolinsi ekisooka essuula ey'okusatu n'olunyiriri olw'okutaano kale apolo kyeki ne pawulo kyeki baweereza buweereza ababakkirizisa era buli muntu nga mukama waffe bwe yamuwa olunyo lw'omukaaga nze nasiga apolo n'afukirira naye katonda ye yakuza
katonda yakuza
god brings the increase
ojja kukola kansolingi nga takola osabire abantu nga
tebituukirira
kubanga olina obuntuntu bw'okolaenkolaganayo ne
katonda
oyogera ekigambo n'agaana
okukituukirirasijja
kituukiriza buli kiseera obeera mu
kukyusakyusa
bwe wensomesa ekigambo
kyeisaaya
mukama otuukiriza ebigambo
byabaweereza
atuukiriza byabaana abadde
emabega
kaatirabakoosigaanafukiramwenna emutabana nkolagana katonda takuza
don't have a partnership with god in not
bring the increase. How does he speak in the Isaiah?
Isaiah 45:24-26.
He confirms the words of his servant. Performeth the counsel of his messengers.
You dare say you don't have no partnership with him.
You do funny things.
Why is it?
That's a way you conduct yourself. If you think you're going to partner with him with both your conducts, those your situation and ways. Now look to teacher Jacob.
He can do it like that.
So he bears us in our ways. Now, brethren, those things you come doing along the way, that ungodliness you keep moving by, backsliding, trespassing, even to transgress the things of God. After you keep changing, you give yourself to change. Every time
you change this, you do another.
You think you're going to partner, work with God? No, our Lord Jesus Christ. He walked doing good. According to Acts chapter 10, verse 38. For God was together with him. It will be very hard for you to do any goodness when you've messed up God and have no partnership with him.
Ebikola by'abatume sura y'ekkumi n'olunyiriri olwasatu mu munaana.
Acts chapter 10 verse 38.
Yesu omunnazaaleesi Katonda bwe yamufuka akamafuta n'omwoyo omutukuvu n'amaanyi eyatambulanga ng'akola bulungi ng'awonya bonna abajogebwanga Setaani kubanga Katonda yali naye.
Olabi bwe yatambulanga.
See how he moved?
Yes,
I want also be like Jesus.
Take
the word, it works instant. Cast demons a hill. You think he did it when he's alone?
He
God and the partnership relation was moving on. And you know of well.
First Corinthians 3:9.
How we are fellow laborers together with him. 2 Corinthians 6:1. We are co-workers together with him. Please, since you don't take this issue as a joke. Expect to work with him, you're going to do what he wants. Will be done on earth as it's done in heaven. If you look into the way you move with God in seasons like this, will you have a partnership with him? You are the one who complains a lot. You murmur and complain. You complain.
Me,
I want else there. You're going to build a partnership with God.
Yet,
just even begun on it.
You build
your love with God. Yet it's just young. Just started. You see what you've done? Look yourself, check onto things you've come doing. You'll see you cannot even cast a demon tomorrow. Even heal a single sickness.
When
you'll preach the gospel, they'll not be established. For it's the one who was to establish that gospel. I don't deceive you.
Keep on changing
as you preach, you will see.
Try
pray. Still those in your ways.
agenda kukulekerera.
He's going to forsake you. For those things. You know you love most to appear as you. You refuse to disappear. Jesus to manifest it. Disappear.
Bible
says,
there is
no more man, woman, no Jew, no Greek. We all clothe Christ. Why do you want to appear? That old person, leave him. Yes. That old.
Let's
tell you to leave. He said, Lord, I've left
that.
Now I'm a new creation. As he says you, my God, you do not understand me. That's what you speak after. You've not yet understood me.
You
brothers, tell you what I've done this?
Me, I am me.
Nze ndi nze.
And I want to be me.
Era njagala kuba nze. Now,
began
to speak
I am.
As God ndiye cho chindi. Those your things.
Me,
I prove you can never serve with God. That is why you see. You are still here. They will not leave you now.
Where
you go, you still do not
fix.
God will forsake, leave you where you will be. My friends,
God
is easy, but God, if he said you will be
there,
you will see demons and they don't go.
I've seen
those who begin them, they are so bad off.
You
think the way they are here is the way they work for you. But you come perverting yourself in your work.
Where
they send me, I'll be like apostle, demon come preach, and no demon come in there. You think I walked like you?
They
are moving on two human ways. Not human ways, we put them aside. We
decided
to walk by the ways of God. If I was human ways, I wouldn't have had any of you right here anymore. What do you
want?
On both you say, they do not work.
Come here, God,
Christ to appear, you disappear. The one who wants to retain their lives, they will lose it.
He who
gains in Christ Jesus, they will be restored. But if you lose it, you gain it back. You disappear, you will appear one day when Jesus has appeared. You will be there. All creation see you.
And
you want to appear in the flesh. And you end up go into hell. One is in their prison crying from there. No one sees them even.
Everybody
has heard yelling from their side. Jesus walked doing good. You must repeat that verse.
Ebikolwa by'abatume esule ye 10 n'olunyiriri olwasatu mu 8.
Acts chapter 10 verse 38.
Yesu omunazaalesi Katonda bwe yamufuka akamafuta n'omwoyo omutukuvu n'amaanyi eyatambulanga ng'akola bulungi ng'awonya bonna abajogebwanga Setaani. Kubanga Katonda yali naye.
Yes.
Yes, Christ of Nazareth.
Christ, Jesus the Nazarite.
Katonda yamufuka kamafuta na amani.
Anointed him with the power.
Goroza bagena kufuka konga ocha baka sliding
ga ocha. Anointed him as you keep backsliding, you're not godly.
Ocha kola ebintu singa Katonda bwakulagidde.
You trespass the things of God.
Ocha chusa.
You still now kufuka
kamafuta na amani.
You do to anoint you with anointing and power.
Maybe look
for darkness, but this of the living God,
order.
God who is of order, who does not change, who is not backsliding,
Anointed him with anointing
and power.
He went
about doing good.
In all oppressed
by certain cause, God was with him.
Partnership
with God to work with you.
Did
on the things you move by.
Perhaps
you do not love me much.
That is to
but at least you
love me.
At least hearken to God.
Yes. Kubanga.
Never serve with him. Except when you finish those things. It's impossible.
Order
you work with him and your own conscience. It's possible.
Never
move together. Except they have agreed.
You know that
Amos 3:3 tells you.
Now
you think
Christ,
Jesus was just anointed
and
done nothing with power.
Hebrews 1
he hated evil. You first read that
verse.
Knowledge that whatever contempt is impossible. Friend, not because you've sung many songs. What do they mean when what you sing it's not what who you are?
Maybe
be our banner, the signpost.
It
directs people to the school it has never reached. Direct us to the hospital. It's never reached the hospital. You think the one who sang Kani?
Kanisa.
Church, cloth wrong. Is he not doing the same? You, my brethren, consider what to keep the partnership with God.
Yes,
you read from the world, you left it. Think of what is to either you partner with God. Read Hebrews, verse 8. Hebrews chapter 1 from verse 8.
Naye yogera nti entebe yo ayi Katonda yaluberera emirembe ne emirembe ne emirembe ne omugogo obugolokofu gwe mugogo obwakabaka bwo olinyo olw'omwenda wayagala obutuukirivu n'okyawa obujeemu.
Yes,
yayagala obutuukirivu.
He loved righteousness.
N'akyawa obujeemu.
He hated iniquity.
Katonda yamukola ki oluvannyuma lwe?
What did God do to him after that?
Abeebulani yesuula esooka n'olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Hebrews chapter 1 verses 9.
Wayagala obutuukirivu n'okyawa obujeemu. Katonda, Katonda wo kyavudde kufukako amafuta ag'okusanyuka okusinga baganda bo.
Yes.
Hey,
even readiness, we are forcing it upon you.
Don't
even reach a level of loving it. You, they anoint you. Anoint you more than your brothers.
You
exploit more than every
Christian.
Is it possible? And we just force you here. You align yourself. You have a cloth like this. Now you speak like this. You feel you should speak like that. You feel it yourself.
Don't
love it, God has no way.
Favor.
Give you favor.
He's
going to anoint you.
It's
power, it's impossible. He force you over it. You've hated us.
He's
direct way of righteousness. We follow you up a lot on you. Where will you ever follow up yourself? Check up. My brethren,
now
you bear witness anointed of God.
And he
sends you to exploits. You do them where?
Bagambie,
they have told you.
You have loved light
yourself
and hated iniquity.
Therefore,
God,
Mukama,
even your God, has anointed you with the oil
amafuta
of gladness above all your fellows.
You want to be above in singing, preaching the gospel, doing miracles,
to
interpret them,
level? What did you say?
Have you reached that level? Not yet see that you're made to live it by yourself. Even hatred, you raise them up. That apostle indeed. I will hate him. Why? He insists on a lot on us. Let him do it, finish it by himself. Bring out scriptures you do not understand. God said, do not exceedingly be righteous. God tell you don't exceedingly be righteous. Refuse you to attach there your own righteousness. To shift from his.
Romans
when they did know the righteousness of God, they put in place their own righteousness. Their own is what he refused them.
For
some of you correct God.
Say, God, that
what? Let me tell you. You want a partnership with God. You want Him to be with you walking. But still do things which cannot enable put a partnership with Him and you. Now don't refuse. It's what we've gone on. Do you think we shall get it in our own way? Don't you think you're going to fail like pastors of this generation? They will have their ways, their anger, their ways, they relate partner with God. You're joking. You'll be in your ways. But if it doesn't beat you this time, he will throw you in hell once. He will not waste time with you. Those he will love when we rebuke. He will never love. Esau, I hated him. Before he committed any sin. You know why? He foresaw him. He will backslide and cast aside his inheritance, eat food from it. He hated people who committed a sin in the womb. He said, Esau, I hate Jacob I love. You know why? Esau, I saw him. He's going to sell his birthright and give it away in his inheritance. You want to sell your ministry for little things. Now he sees you. He said that one. Holy Spirit, don't raise that person now. Leave them be there. You pause them there. That way, second, then serve me.
And they pause
you all your years, you're there.
If you pause you
think you sing at that level, you sing your song there. Pastor Shalom, what? You've seen that. In record, they put you there. After he brings you on the scales. We have weighed you. No. You are lacking. You take off the gift they have, give it to another.
All
long, see what they have come doing. Look. You know, they weighed that king, Belshazzar. He came
drinking
and he drinks in the cups of God. Only cups. He gets the covenant box. Gets it out, puts that of Satan. Writing record of
this.
As they put him on the scales. He was lacking. There are times you go that way, you
already
put you on the scale. Lacking, you know, fitting those to be chosen.
As said,
they choose out this and this. And this. They choose.
No.
Withdraw that. That one shouldn't go. Last time they did this, and he lists them.
Let me tell you, see,
even
though it's a child in the home,
and
there are things that come
to
them. If you are to keep them in inheritance, they come spotting them. They said, this child? If it's a man or a woman, what gives the trust in the home? They come this woman. I put her onto my land title.
Now,
should have done. Woman ran from the home. She slept where I did not know. That woman, when she came back, she did update me where she was. No. Don't put her on the line titles. Man keeps sleeping where I don't know. Indeed.
If
woman in the home, you know what she says? I have to begin plan my own life. There are things you keep doing. And they make you be marked very well. And they go kill that partnership
broadly.
Some men open up accounts and you do not know it. And put that in the money, say that one. They target to take all, run with it. According to the last time, they went, took 5 millions. They got angered over it.
If
I put her on the account would not work.
Keep
doing on the way my brethren. Even physically children of men. They bring your relation to die in partners.
You come,
this not right. You right from families. You see that child. No. There is nothing worth in that child.
But
they just things you keep doing.
Those
not right. Even God knows we are children to Him. As the way He sees us and
saying
no. That child, that thing has taken them over. When I reach them in the many things, how will they be in them?
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So we can do this.
Now you be careful. Never to backslide. Prove you get to walk godly.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. I want to briefly go back, emphasize those issues.
Or
we've quickly passed through them. But what you have to know, spoken of, there are some of the four, there are still many others. There are those who love pleasures of this world more than loving God. Them two are there. Those who love their lives, even their food, more than they keep the commands of God. Yet he said, to have required you to love his commands more than your choice foods. There are many things in the ministry you keep doing the same
small.
Every time you get
moved by foods
and you get complicated because of foods.
He
said, you,
what
say my commands?
You
not consider them?
You
see the smaller things.
As he
looks in his word,
according
to Job 23,
that thing
made them lack, I told them.
At least
they would have loved most my commands more than their choice foods.
But
right now, see,
food
make them protrude their eyes.
Saloon,
you have opted it more than my
book.
That I have to first go in saloon. My.
This,
they seem like jokes.
Make
you remember the partnership with God. Let me laugh at you. You're joking.
They
seem like small things.
So,
read me Job, we see.
Yobu isuri ya bili mwisatu, noru njiriri olwe kumi noru mu.
Job chapter 23 from verse 11.
Okuguru kwange kwasi mbira dala mbigerebye.
Mubigerebye mwenyewe.
Right in his footsteps.
Sija gamba. Siva mubigerebye
hapa. I don't leave the footsteps of God.
Wali nyawe.
Where he steps is where I step.
Na hatu kaka nebo enda bembele nguanira. Sichama.
Say, though I see food, what I don't go there.
Wetu wakere kumenti, tu wakere kuyamu.
Don't speak of food. Don't speak of only food physical.
Inzo kuwa mbele ya matu
music. Can be food of the ears.
Inzo kuwa ya
masi. Can be of the eyes.
Inzo kuwa ya urambu na mkazi na musaji.
Can be slave man and woman.
Na na yo mkazi wa.
That woman, no.
Wadi ngakari. Ndaba anga ya nguanira na yukatu nasiku agama.
Though I see one thing for me, but God's not saying that one.
All
there in line of food.
Job chapter 23,
verse
11.
Others keep turning. Verse
12. Natereka ebigambo ebyakamwake okusinga emmere yange engwanira.
Yes.
Ebigambo ebigambo byakamwaka katonda.
The words of the lips of God's commands.
Kusinga emmere yonna engwanira.
More than my necessary choice foods.
Butugira ku mmere tugira ku ya munda buyoka.
Not only of the saucepan.
Wayinza kuba na akayimba akakujja ku mulamu.
Even the soap. Tell me what you give up on it.
Ngakoka akumara mu woka ulira ne woba ulira clip.
Took any time for your ear like a clip, you first pause it.
Nsoka kamari.
I first finish this song.
Katona nala wobu
shiru. God sees the foolishness there.
Naga katidaba.
He said now you see. That one is the one you want.
Naba akayiba akamutu.
See a song which is taken there.
Akaria no mera kote.
Okay, let eat it in food and they get satisfied.
Kabobu tukirivu mutu samuguru. Kafukobu tukirivu mutu samuguru.
Let it become a righteousness to reach them in heaven. Look what's taken you.
Kayimba no bi.
Just be a song.
Nakuzino muri nebi yiye
bi. These days you have your own songs.
Kumashimuga mweno mera ko mutano kunyika muri.
You seek your head in them.
Toswa no budo bulizo mu mtu kuwakiri kuruna agamba
chimu. Holy Spirit, what say you don't have it. You don't have it.
Ori mo like it.
You are in like it.
You like
click it. And no, you begin to watch, you laugh. You say, now you. My time is
2 hours,
I see you on that phone. This one is worthy more than my words of the scriptures.
This money.
Your partnership with God, have you prepared it?
Surprised, because
you don't want me even to teach you. You claim to know it.
You
do show you do not know it at all. You are so hard at it. But you want to relate partner with God so much. Now I pity you.
The
times I see the way you hate it is not what God passes. Jesus was found on the river.
They brought food,
said me, I ate long back.
Asked,
what did you eat? He told them, do the will of God, that is my food. It's the best food. Let's read there, we see. John chapter 4, verse 29. John chapter 4, verse 30.
Nebava mchibuga, nebaje jali. Asato murumu. Mchiserecho, abayikirizwa bali wa mwega yirida. Ngabaga ambanti, labbi, lia. Asato mubiri. Neena abaga ambanti, ninecho kulia chendia, chemutamanyi. Asato musato. Awa abayikirizwa, nebogera bokana bokanti. Waliwo omuntu amulete decho kulia. Urasa tumwenya, Yesu nabagamba nti, ekyokulya kyange kwekola nga eyantuma, byayagala, n'okutu ukirizo omulimu gwe.
Yes!
Singa nkola nga eyantuma, zembandi.
As the one who sent me wills have eaten.
Nenkola emirimu gye eyantuma.
And I do his works, he sent me.
Nenjitu ukirizo, and I work.
Fulfill and finish that work.
Nga sijiko zeko katundu.
I have not trespassed them.
I've not
transgressed them.
Yet
I've done them as he wants. I have eaten food of life, eternal life. We have many things which have taken us.
And
they are so weak when I look into them. Some glories you are taken up by them. Time of God, no more. There's no more.
You can
take care of them so much. More than God. And you prepare. When we reach in your books,
this
one who doesn't have even them look at them.
Look,
one who wants to partner with God. Now look to yourself, we see. You lay your bed so well.
Looks,
and some pages are all proud, they are all funny.
Others
forward, you forward what in
you know, Bible, that's
Bible of one who wants to relate partner with God. Look the other. They are not even others don't know where they are. If you ask them their knickers,
petties,
blouse, they order them. That you're going to partner with God.
Mm-hmm.
Mocking us is what you're up to now today.
Neda.
It's not that. Showing you what to do is what we are up to today.
Because asking,
Apostle, you want to say, all along we've been here, we know to partner with God. It's not what I've said. I said what is going to
hinder
to destroy the partnership with God. All men who served him,
prophets,
apostles, you see whether they had their own in there. And you see whether they backslid.
When
he went back, they told him, when you come back, you strengthen your brethren. But when he went back, he came back when he's all not confident. I'm not worthy.
You know
how shameful it is to backslide. At times, even a fight match, you do not backslide. Because you may not even be able to come back. Now, brethren, we've told you of godliness. Get back on this godliness. At least we list off some things, few of them in there. Of godliness. This issue of godliness. As we told in Micah, chapter 7, he speaks as he says like this. Micah chapter 7, verses 2.
Omwegendereza abuze mu nsi, so tewali mugolokofu mu bantu. Bonna bateega okuyiwa omusaayi. Bayiga buli muntu muganda we n'ekitimba.
Kasita obula obwegendereza.
If you lack godliness,
byonna by'ogenda okukola bulongoto obeera mu kutta banno
bonna. All you will do is all going to kill your brethren. Godliness is very broad. It involves all the spiritual fruits. Let us first finish here.
Micah 7,
verses 3. Ungodliness, there are some of the things we do.
Let
me tell you that thing. And you hold tight to retain it.
Right
now you lack godliness. If you had godliness, you would have stepped back a little.
That
the issue
that you have
right on, but because you're just rushing.
And
you always speak to us like that.
Mike 7,
verses 3.
Engalo zaabwe zikwata ku by'obubi okunyiikira okubikola. Omulangira asaba.
You
find it not a rightful thing to do.
We in
the kingdom of God, we are princes.
We
cannot be like princes of this world, that of Buganda,
in Uganda.
In Uganda. To go out begging for the break.
You
find where you shouldn't
be. Things
you shouldn't do are the ones you do.
They
expect you to be elsewhere, you are elsewhere.
Mike 7,
verses 3.
Omulangira asaba. Omulamuzi ayagala okuweebwa enguzi. N'omukulu ayogera ekibi ekibeera mu mmeeme ye.
Yes, you have been
raised Jesus much.
So, Abooluganda.
Now, brethren. Godliness, it's broad. But to sum it up, we get it through the spiritual gifts. Because it tells us in Galatians like this. Galatians chapter 5, verse 21. Galatians chapter
5,
verse
22.
Yes.
The
rightful love where there is no hypocrisy.
How do
we explain of love? You go in the 1 Corinthians 13.
You
can get the qualities you need of godliness. Just
between
the hand of one fruit, love. You go there here if you have that fruit, how it can give you godliness, you'll be surprised of it.
Love
is the truthful love, not
hypocrisy.
That love is God within you. How does he appear?
First Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4.
First Corinthians chapter 13, verses
4.
You
see patience, you never rush.
Godliness.
Rushing is a word of godliness. But don't
see
the fruits there.
When I can
even see the level of your love, how it's
equal.
The God in you is in you to what extent? Love is patience. When I see you, patience, you don't have it.
See
this one, godliness.
Look,
both thoughts are rushing. What's rushing you?
Abakolinse kisoka isura eye 13 n'olunyiriryo olw'okuna.
First Corinthians chapter 13 verse 4.
Okwagala kugumiinkiriza kulina ekisa.
Yes.
Olabanga waliwo ekisa naga na
yes. See this kindness. Why inflict pain on this person? Why one do something break another? If you don't have it, you do not have gentleness in you, godliness. Godliness, you do not have it.
First Corinthians 13, verse
4. Yes.
If you see
you have envy. It become much in you. You straighten
no.
Godliness, you do not have it. Now why keep envy with yourself? You the godly person. If I come to spiritual fruits, I can check well
your
godliness and where it's not.
Envious,
they have envy with themselves.
First
Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4.
Okwagala tekwekulumbaza.
Yes.
You see how you always
You
will trample us every time you step on us. I then see and look to you. So this person has no godliness with themselves. You meant to listen.
Did
you even give it time? You always step on us because you have knowledge. I tell you knowledge, don't you see it? But because of time, I'll emphasize these issues tomorrow. Before we started, godliness, not backsliding. Trespassing and transgression. Even giving yourself a change. After you will hold that well.
You'll
see all long which hindered your partnership with God.
Reach
not to reveal to you what's going to happen.
He
never to speak with you. Even though when he speaks things of darkness, you do not understand. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.